Temple of Vampires. 5 o'clock in the morning in the ancient Temple of Vampires, somewhere in the Central American jungles. The nightmarish experiences of one long night in the decayed cathedral are over. Now in the light of day, it's hard to believe the terrors of the darkness ever existed. That the girl Sunny actually talked to the high priest in the Temple of Vampires. That the boy Hermie was carried off the high ledge and through the air in the arms of a beautiful girl vampire and safely returned. That this same lovely female creature tried to throw Doc Long to his death from the high ledge, and that Jack and Reggie found, below the floor of the temple, a great pit littered with human skeletons. All this is hard to believe because the rainstorm passed with the night and the sun is streaming in so that even the old temple has taken on the air of benign sanctity. You can open your eyes now, Sunny. Just a few more steps down.
I'm keeping my eyes closed until I feel my feet on solid floor again.
Those stone steps are solid enough. Probably be here forever.
I tell you, I can't stand high places.
Yeah, we're hanging on to you, Jack, in front and me behind.
Reggie and I are down. We're down all right, ain't we, Reggie?
That's right, Army.
There we are. We're at the temple again.
Oh, golly. I feel like I've just been rescued from something horrible. Ooh, doesn't that floor under your feet feel good?
You really don't like high places, do you?
When I think we spent the night up there in that ledge, well, never again.
That was nothing. I floated through the air up there.
Honey, you did what?
Now, look, young fellow, we weren't going to talk about that.
But I did, Doc.
What's he talking about?
Well, you weren't supposed to know whatever happened. How about that, Jack?
But I want to know.
Hermie, spill the beans.
Okay. Last night, while you were asleep, that little female vampire, Angelina, swooped down on our ledge and grabbed Hermie, carried him over to the other ledge.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir, Sonny. She did. And then the man came and got me and brought me back.
You were carried through the air up there 30 or 40 feet above the floor?
Oh, it wasn't so bad.
Come on, let's get out of here. I don't ever want to see the inside of this place again.
I agree. Besides, it's time we got back to where we left off playing.
Good. We'll get some breakfast and start to work on that undercarriage, huh?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, you stay right here with us, Hermie.
Sure.
Oh, it's a wonderful morning.
The whole world's full of sunshine, if AMs would seem like.
Oh, and listen to the birds. I guess they don't like it very much.
Yep, busting their little hearts after the rainstorm.
Yeah, okay, let's pass over this way. You watch the steps for loose stones.
Oh, and here we go on the moss.
Going over the stones so thick it's like walking on a carpet.
We're going to have breakfast as soon as we get to the airplane, Sonny.
You'll have to ask Jack.
Are we, Jack?
That's right.
I like bacon and eggs. What do you like, Doc?
Well, fella, I tell you, I like hotcakes and sausage, but I bet you 10 to 1 that ain't what we'll be getting.
What are we going to have?
Cheese and crackers and another piece of chocolate.
For breakfast?
That's right. And here's the end of the terrace.
And goodbye and good riddance to the Temple of Vampires. I hope that's the last we'll see of that.
It'll still be in view till we get the plane in running order.
Well, I guess I can bear it from a distance.
Okay. Here's the path. Doc, you come up ahead with me. And you bring up the rear, Reggie. Huh?
Be quiet. Reggie York and the old cow's tail.
Now you take Hermie's hand, Sonny, and keep him away from the bushes along the edge.
All right, Hermie.
You're going to take my hand again?
Sure, we're together.
Sissy stuff.
How a young man's ideas do change as he gets older.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, it's sticky hot out here in the jungle, isn't it?
Who'd have thought it? Some difference from the inside of the temple.
Uh-huh. It was nice and cool in there.
But can you imagine it being like this at 5 o'clock in the morning? My clothes are sticking to me already.
Yeah, not the humidity after the rain.
Hey, Jack, look here.
Well, what's that?
The body of that Indian's gone. The one we covered up with brush last night.
Yeah, I see that it is. Maybe he was the guest of honor at that parade of vampires we saw last night, huh?
Yes, I wonder.
Well, let's keep going. It isn't our funeral.
Here comes our tunnel through the jungle just ahead.
What became of the birds?
Well, maybe they feel the same way we do about this particular piece of jungle. Unhealthy place to be.
That's a pleasant thought.
Sonny, I'm hot.
Well, so am I, Hermie. And I know what I'm going to do the minute I get back to the plane.
Yeah, what's that, Sonny?
I've got a swimsuit in the luggage. I'm going to strip down and struggle into it.
Oh, no, you're not.
Hey, I'd like to know why I'm not.
There are too many poisonous vines and bugs and snakes. Now, you keep your arms and legs covered up, yeah?
Oh, Jack.
Now, you heard me. You should know better.
Sure, I suppose I do.
Hey, maybe we should go swimming in the lake.
That's an idea. Get yourself chewed up by an alligator.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see any alligators.
That doesn't mean there wouldn't be any.
He can't go swimming.
Ask Jack.
Can we, Jack?
No.
They don't want us to do anything, do they, Sonny?
Well, they're right, of course. Oh, look out!
Snake! Snake! Snake!
Hermie, come back here!
Get him! Get him, Doc!
You bet I will! Oh. There he is. Ask, you know. Ain't he an ornery-looking critter?
Ooh! Look at them pretty colors on his back!
Where did he come from? I was behind.
Dropped right in at our feet here from those branches overhead.
Well, it's good for nothing but fly bait now. There. We won't be seeing him again.
Are you beginning to see what I mean?
It makes me crawl all over. Let's get through this tunnel of vines and hurry up about it.
Well, we're almost through now.
I think I'll get inside the cabin when we get back to the plane and just stay there.
Don't like Central America as much as you thought you were going to, huh?
Well, I did think we were going to be in at least semi-civilization.
Hey, don't tell us you're sorry you came.
No, darn it, I'm not sorry. It was just that I expected something different.
Nothing ever turns out like you expect. Around folks like Jack and Reggie and me, that's what makes life interesting. We start out to do one thing and end up doing something else again.
I'm beginning to find that out.
That's why we never make any definite plans when we start out.
But we were headed for Costa Rica when the plane came in.
Sure, I don't expect Central America could be any more interesting than this.
Interesting is good.
Sure, there wouldn't be any temple vampires in Costa Rica, I don't expect.
You really enjoyed that?
Why, of course I did. Now I can tell my grandchildren I've been made love to by Angelina, high priestess of the temple of vampires.
Some distinction.
Well, maybe you don't like it now, but wait till you get back home. And don't forget the old he-vampire priest Manuel took a shine to you.
Nah, stop it.
Well, he did.
I don't think it's a bit funny.
Come to think of it, Jack, you made a mighty unpleasant threat last time I talked to him, did I tell you?
No, I don't think so.
Well, when I would let him get in the priest's cell where Sonny was sleeping...
What did you say?
That's right. He said if we give you to him, the rest of us wouldn't be bothered.
You crazy fool.
Oh, now, Jack.
Well, what did you have to spill that
for? Well, I thought Sonny'd like to know so she can tell her grandchildren.
But we're not out of this yet.
Oh, now, sure we are.
Oh, you talk too much.
Well, that'll be my Texas tongue, no doubt.
Well, go on. What was the threat?
Well, when I wouldn't let him get in at Sonny, he said, all right, keep the girl for now.
Mm-hmm.
I warn you, the vampires will have such a feast as they've never known.
That's great.
You like it?
Oh, I'm enchanted.
Okay, then. Let's make that our thought for the day. The vampires will have such a feast as they've never known.
I think your sense of humor is completely ghastly, Doc Long.
Hey, look! There's the airplane!
As big as life and twice as beautiful.
Oh, I never saw anything that looked so good. It seems years since we left there last night.
Oh, can I have a drink of water?
I think we could all do with some.
How about that, Jack? What about our water supply?
Well, we've got a couple of canteens. We'll have to boil some more right away.
Here's the water I'll keep, Sonny. The ones that helped us find this path.
That's right, Hermie. But they don't look half as appealing this morning.
Joe, feel that sun coming down. It's hotter out here in the open than it was in the jungle.
Hot enough to blister the palms of our hands if it keeps up.
It's going to be a great place to jack up the plane and work on the undercarriage.
Well, nothing else for it. As soon as we have some food, we can get to work, you know.
You got the key to the door, Reggie?
No, I think so.
Give it to me. I'll climb up and open her up.
Yes, here you are.
Uh-huh. Climb up. Oh, there. There she is.
All right.
You climb in and hand down one of those canteens and break out some food.
Okay, Jack. Oh, man, there's a big oven in here. Ooh-wee.
Everything just as we left it?
Yep, everything's shipshape. There you are with the water.
Okay, drop it down. There, thanks.
Doc, give me a hand up.
Hey, Sonny Sugar, you don't want up in here. Hot box.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fellas, give me a hand. Up you come.
Oh, thanks. I'm smothered. I've got to get out of these things.
Forget that bathing suit, Sonny.
All right, but you don't mind if I get into a pair of slats, do you?
Suit yourself.
Oh, golly, it's a bake oven in here.
Hey, watch what you're doing. Don't start stripping off up front here. Go back in the luggage compartment.
Don't holler before you're hurt, my fine Texas friend.
Before I'm hurt, she says. Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
There's some cans of orange juice. How about a couple of them with our cheese and crackers?
Okay, toss them up.
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing up here, Reggie?
I'm going to break out the tools.
Not wasting any time, huh?
Well, the longer we put it off, the longer we're going to be here.
Something to what you say, no doubt. All right, Jack, here's breakfast.
Okay, hand it down.
Reggie, don't come back in here.
Oh, keep your shirt on. I had no intention of it.
I thought I heard you coming.
Have a girl, Sonny. The girl's got to protect your privacy.
Yes, well, you know what you can do.
I'm coming down, Jack.
There. Oh, boy. I never tasted any water that tasted as good as that.
Well, then, how about sharing some with me, Hermie?
Sure.
Thanks. Much too good to run under bridges.
Give me a hand with these tools, Jack.
All right, shoot them down. All right, come on down.
Yes, I think that's everything.
Can I help fix the airplane?
Sure. You can be the grease monkey.
Grease monkey?
And why not?
Well, I feel a little better.
Well, son of a gun, Hoss, will you look what's come to live with us? Hollywood in pants.
Don't try to be funny. These are cute.
Did I say they wasn't? Of course they're cute. Just like the stuff in it.
Very nice, Sonny.
Why, thank you, Reggie.
And I might add, you've just the figure for it.
You sure it won't strain your sense of propriety to add that, Reggie?
Oh, I say, not in the least.
You're wonderful, Reggie. Help me down. Honest to goodness, I'm sweating like a horse.
Come on, jump.
Oh, well, you asked for it. Look out.
Gotcha.
First breeze I've felt today. Thanks.
The pleasure was all mine.
Where's some of the water?
Here it is, Sonny.
Thanks, Hermie. Ah, oh, is that good?
Doc, come on over here.
Is that my own mind?
We're being watched.
We are? From where?
Over there on the edge of the jungle. I just caught a glint of something and the movement of vines.
Indians, do you think?
I don't know. Don't say anything to the others for now.
Yeah.
All right, we're safe enough out here in the open, I think. We're going to have to keep guard.
What about tonight?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Well, I don't think our troubles are over yet.
Look, did you see that?
Yes, sir. You know something, Jack? I always did want to be an Indian fighter ever since I could remember.